What's up? What's up, folks? It's Marty. It's cold. End of my forecast. I could be a weatherman. I'd come on and say it's cold. Later. Tomorrow's not going to be as cold. Bye. I heard one television personality this morning say, layers are your friend. Are they? Are layers my friend? All right. A few minutes ago, this was the governor of Pennsylvania in talking to the man himself, Larry Legend. Listen.
I think it would be a great thing. Philadelphia had the RNC convention in 2000, and then it had the DNC convention in 2016, and both, I think, showered a lot of nice attention on Pennsylvania and on Philadelphia and brought a lot of economic activity to the city. I think the same thing would be true if the RNC chose Pittsburgh.
All right. That's the governor. Yesterday you had Fitzgerald. Yesterday you had Gainey. Today we had Bethany Hallam. Bethany, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
You'd like to fight, don't you?
I just wish I didn't have to so often.
No. There are folks that say you're a true narcissist, that you like to light yourself on fire. You've been described as, check this out, and I know you've heard this, Pittsburgh's AOC. Is that a compliment?
It is to me. I've never heard that one.
See? New in news. All right. So, in essence, you heard the governor. Fitz said, let's go for it. Gainey said, let's go for it. This convention could bring $200 million. What do you know that they don't know?
I just know the kind of hatred and turmoil that the Republican Party of today has seemed to bring everywhere they go. We've seen what happens whenever, they have conventions and they're inviting people who killed folks in the protests, like Kyle Rittenhouse, to come be their keynote speaker at their conventions. That is not what we want in Pittsburgh. If we want to talk about unity, the way to bring unity to community is not to bring a divisive group who is known for violence and hatred into our streets. It's putting all of our neighbors in danger, and I don't think you can put any price tag on that.
So, before we get into that, you have been described by everybody that knows you, that grew up with you, as brilliant. You have a background that shows you have great intellect. So why would a woman who is so smart post absolutely the F-bomb not? Why, if you don't want to create divisiveness and anger, would you use the F-bomb in a tweet?
I just don't understand why anybody's bothered by the language that I use. Is it offensive to you? What exactly is it? I don't see why that's what matters. What we should be talking about is the RNC being invited into our city and why that's a problem.
So you don't think
the F-bomb, as can you, Marty.
You don't think the F-bomb is caustic or offensive to people. You don't think immediately every Republican in the area says, oh my goodness, what's wrong with this woman? You don't think that's a horrible way to try to make a point.
If that's what they think when they read a cuss word on the internet, I think that they need to stop being so sensitive.
So you think that's a good approach then?
I think that it's my approach.
And is it productive?
I don't know. I guess that depends what you define as productive. I think people are paying attention. People are angry. It's not about just the fact that the convention might possibly come here as much as it is about the fact that our Democratic elected officials in our region are so open and, quote, excited to have this group in our city.
Why does that make them wrong? What's wrong with that position?
Because we've seen what the Republican Party of today is about, and I think maybe 10 years ago it would be a different story. But what we've seen today is the same party, again, on almost to the day, the anniversary of an attempted coup by the same party in our nation's capital, a party who is actively trying to legislate to undermine a valid election, the party who is always trying to take away a woman's right to choose about her body, who is always trying to just instill divisiveness in our schools and in our communities and trying to take away the humanity of others. Why would we actively recruit those folks to come here? If they plan to come here, then we should be working on planning on how to keep our streets safe and keep our neighbors safe while they're here. Instead, we have elected leaders, some of them who I worked really hard to try to get into office, who are out saying, we want you here. And that's not the case for all of us. That's not the case for all the business owners that they claim to say that they're speaking for. That's not the case for all of the constituents who went out and worked hard to elect these leaders and who are represented by them. That's not the case for everyone in our community. And it's just a shame that we have a few people who are trying to speak on behalf of everyone. So I'm giving my opinion about what I think is a problem, and everyone is entitled to their own as well. The way that I present it is my way of presenting it. Other people have different approaches, but I think that's the greatest part about this country is we all have an opportunity to speak our mind and say how we feel. And this is how I feel, and I'm pissed.
Hey, less than 50 people arrested at the Philadelphia convention, 24 arrested at the Republican convention in Cleveland, 87 businesses, you talk about downtown businesses, destroyed or damaged by rioters who were not Republicans in downtown Pittsburgh in the last upheaval following Black Lives Matter protests. What do you say to that? They were not.
I think you're
there wasn't a Republican
apples.
Among them.
Apples to oranges here, and that is an opinion. There's not a Republican among them. I have seen the destruction that conventions such as the G20, the last time it was Pittsburgh, the last time it was in Pittsburgh, have caused. We've seen, like you
Hold
said.
Hold on a second. I was on the streets for that. I was there. I was actually
physically on.
What destruction happened during the G20?
The police with their LRADs, the police who are kicking homeless folks out of the streets.
Okay,
where
you're
only
saying,
place
but there was
safe.
No destruction. I was there. There was a broken
that
window.
That is something actually. That was directly caused by the G20 convention. The over-policing of our streets, the increased surveillance of our communities, the removal of people who are living in the streets from the streets as opposed to putting them somewhere safe, but trying to make the streets safer for visitors as opposed to the people who live here. We are elected leaders. It is our job to put our constituents first.
You
That's
think that Republicans,
foremost,
are you saying what Ricky Burgess said, that in essence, Republicans are violent? Because you know, the highest concentration of Republicans in Pennsylvania is in Allegheny County. You know that, right?
I believe that. We're the second most populous county in the Commonwealth.
Are you suggesting that they're violent people then?
I am not generalizing an entire group of people. What I am saying is that there is an increased risk of inviting this specific group of people who lately is known for their politics that are harmful to our neighbors, a city that has signs in their yard that says we are stronger than hate, to be actively recruiting a group that has so many members that are filled with so much hatred towards people because of the fact of who they are and what they are above anything else, is not something that should be welcome here ever.
You say turn down $200 million in revenue to this town. What do you say to the hotels that have been just jacked by COVID, to the restaurants that have been jacked by COVID? What do you say to them? Hey, forget about it. Angry people are headed your way. Is that what you say?
I don't think that it's forget about it. I think that there are other ways to bring revenue to this region. I think that there are more people who would benefit in more policy changes for our communities, for the city of Pittsburgh, for the county of Allegheny. People coming to businesses isn't going to trickle down to all the workers. That's not how our economy works. We can't keep putting the economy before the safety of the people that live here.
Again, 24 arrests at the Cleveland convention, fewer than 50 at the Republican convention in Philly. That's not mayhem, my friend. It just isn't.
I think that's too many arrests, too many.
Too many arrests. We arrest more on the South Side after a big Steeler game, unfortunately.
And that's a problem as well.
Okay. Bethany, by the way, you always step up. You always fight the fight. Do you like being confrontational? Do you like the attention, or do you really want to make a difference?
Oh, Marty, it's draining. I wish I didn't have to fight every day, but that's what I was elected to do, is to stand up for what my constituents most need, what's in their best interest. And if that means that I have to go to bat against people who are not acting in my constituents' best interest, that's what I'm going to do. I'm a public servant, and I will continue doing whatever it needs to do to be best representing my constituents.
You would draw about 5% of the attention if you didn't drop F-bombs on Twitter. Do you agree?
Oh, I have no idea. That's a study you have to do, Marty.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Talk to you.
Bye.